AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Federal prosecutors say the pro-Trump mob that stormed the Capitol last week had deadly intentions.
Court documents show prosecutors saying the rioters aimed to capture and assassinate elected officials. The remarks came in a motion filed in Arizona against Jacob Chansley, seen during the riot shirtless, in face paint and a furry hat with horns. Prosecutors say he climbed to the seat where Vice President Pence had been presiding moments earlier and wrote a note to Pence reading, "It's only a matter of time. Justice is coming." The FBI has been investigating whether rioters had plans to kidnap lawmakers, noting men seen carrying zip ties and pepper spray.
We must subject this whole complex, though, to scrutiny.
Meantime, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says retired three-star General Russell Honoré will lead a review of Capitol security. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Justice Department's watchdog will start an investigation of what happened at the Capitol, including preparation by law enforcement as well as response to the violence. A source tells the AP President Trump will leave Washington Wednesday morning, just before Joe Biden's inauguration. He'll be sent off with a departure ceremony at Joint Base Andrews. The global death toll from the coronavirus has topped 2 million. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. David Kessler has been picked by President-elect Biden to lead vaccine science. The President-elect wants to put 100 million shots in the arms of Americans in his administration's first 100 days. Vaccine supply has been an issue. This is New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
We have to understand the situation we're dealing with the supply versus the need, right? The math just doesn't work.
Researchers say a French computer programmer sent more than $500,000 in Bitcoin to far-right activists in December, including some involved in last week's riot in Washington. This is AP News. Retail sales fell in December. The coronavirus kept shoppers away during the holiday shopping season.
The Commerce Department says retail sales fell a seasonally adjusted 0.7% in December. That followed declines in October and November as well, despite efforts by many retailers to get people shopping early for Christmas gifts. Shoppers cut back on spending at electronic and department stores, and sales even fell online, down nearly 6% from November, though for the year they were up 19%. Sales did rise at clothing stores, up 2.4% in December, but for the year they were down 16%. The biggest increase was at gas stations, likely because people took road trips during the holidays. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Elvis Presley's Graceland is now offering live online tours for fans around the world. The two-hour guided tours will take virtual visitors into Presley's former Memphis home and through the meditation garden where he is buried. Ed Donahue, AP News.